This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Memphis police chief has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit after some of its officers beat black motorist Tyree Nichols to death. The chief on Saturday cited a cloud of dishonor from newly released video of the fatal encounter. The police director, C.J. Davis, acted a day after the harrowing video emerged. She said she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a series of punishments against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed 7 Israelis and wounded 5 others. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It's also threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which 7 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iran's defense ministry says that one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement carried by the state-run IRNA news agency says the attack occurred late Saturday and caused minor damage to a rooftop. It says 3 drones were shot down by Iranian air defenses. State media also reported a fire at an oil refinery near the Iranian city.